Cynthia, Cynthia Johnston, Johnston, 7459. Just complained, I feel terrible, number one. Number two, I feel dizzy. Number three, right ear hurting. Number four, sneezing. Next one is coughing. Next one is abdominal cramping. Next one is severe dizziness. Next one is weakness. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is severe tiredness. Patient is a 62-year-old woman who's been vaccinated against COVID times three. She's married. She lives at home with her husband. They got married in 2010, but they have known each other since they were teenagers, period. Patient works for a German logistic company. She works 60 hours a week. She's overworked. She's tired. Now she's developed this infection, period, in the paragraph. She's convinced that she has the flu. Her flu and strep test, both A and B and strep tests, are negative today. Her COVID testing was not done since she recently had, she has been jabbed three times. Surgery, she's had total hysterectomy at age 32, appendectomy, allergy, MSG, codeine, sulfa drugs, social. Married, as I stated, has children, grandchildren, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use, overworked, has gained weight because of thyroid problems and the fact that she's working so much, medical problems, thyroid replacement, thyroid issues on hormonal replacement for her thyroid, as well as bioidentical hormones since she had total hysterectomy at age 32. Medication, she takes Armour Thyroid, 2 grain in parenthesis, 60 milligram, and some kind of estrogen, progesterone, bioidentical, prepared the compound in pharmacy in the Woodlands, Texas. Review of system, as was mentioned above. She weighs 221 pounds, 99%, 96.3, 16, 86, 160 over 98. Heart positive, some positive, 2 lungs are clear. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, copious lymphadenopathy noted in the neck, especially on the right side, neurological non-focal screen shows the rash, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed as well. Assessment, number one, acute sinusitis, number two, lymphadenopathy severe, number three, ultrasound shows severe lymphadenopathy on both sides, number four, the thyroid appears very small, number five, as far as her dizziness is concerned, carotids looked great, no sign of obstruction. Next number, blood pressure is elevated, which could be causing some of her symptoms. She's been taking some over-the-counter medication for her symptoms. I told her to stop all over-the-counter medication. She doesn't have a history of hypertension. Last time she saw the doctor, her blood pressure was perfect, in quotation, and had blood work done just 2-3 months ago. Next number, check blood pressure at home. Next number, call with blood pressure reading in 3 days. Next number is at time of discharge, blood pressure was 150 over 90, improved. Next number, maintenance exam, colonoscopy up to date 5 years ago. Next number is breast exam was done, breast ultrasound was done, breast mammogram was done this year. Also put family history, positive for breast cancer and hypertension. Next number is sinusitis, next number is dizziness, next number is most likely otitis media causing patient symptoms, next number is lymphadenopathy, next number is abdominal pain and nausea, most likely related to post-nasal drip, no sign of infection noted, no sign of gallbladder disease or other issues noted in the abdomen, next number is pelvic ultrasound, positive for gassy abdomen, status post hysterectomy. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length. Next number, we get a copy of her blood work. Next number, she has told me that she would like for us to become her primary care physician, and we'll get all the blood work. Next number, we'll see us in 3 days. If not better, next number, we'll call in 24 to 48 hours with blood pressure readings. Thank you.